This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. Since 2009, underwater homeowners whose mortgages are owned or guaranteed by one of the government-backed mortgage giants, those are Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, well, those folks have been able to lower their monthly payments with what's called a HARP refinance. This morning, the Wall Street Journal reports on efforts in the Obama administration to expand the safety net for other people who owe more than their homes are worth. Chris Mayer is a professor of real estate at Columbia Business School. Good to talk with you.
Great to talk with you, Jeff.
What's been the track record so far of HARP, which is the existing program for underwater homeowners?
So there was just a recent study put out by an economist at Freddie Mac showing that people who had refinanced under HARP had seen a reduced default rate of more than 50%. So you would have to look at the HARP program and say, even though it hasn't been applied to as many people as it could have, it has been very, very successful at keeping people in their homes.
So if the kind of opportunity to refinance for underwater homeowners under HARP were expanded, what's the possible upside and what's the risk?
The upside for this is there are particular communities, places in Nevada, California, urban areas like Cleveland and Detroit, where we haven't seen the kind of recovery that we're seeing nationally. So this is really a way of bringing the recovery to parts of the country where it hasn't seen a recovery. The risk of this is that any such program that involves taking people who are deeply underwater on their mortgage has to make sure that taxpayers are protected.
We're talking about an awful lot of folks who might be able to take advantage of something like this, should they get their hopes up, though, given the politics and the details around all this.
This is actually a targeted program. My guess is you're talking about 700,000 or 800,000 mortgages that would be eligible for this, and these tend to be mortgages who are deeply underwater. You know, all of the conversations involve people who are current on their payments and who have been making payments at mortgage rates upwards of 8% for, you know, the better part of 5 years or more. So it is not a widespread program. The costs of this, if there were to be taxpayer costs, would not be large in the context of the budget crisis. But this is a way of helping some communities and some households who are not benefiting from the recovery that's taking place now.
Chris Mayer, professor of real estate at Columbia Business School. Thanks.
Sure. Great talking to you, Jeff.